present to you our research project about the localization of uranium-bearing particles in soil samples from Fukushima West Friction Zone. Japanese soils were tagged with both global fallout and Fukushima accident fallout 10 years ago. Analysis of total soils do not provide a precise determination of the source of the fallout. In order to avoid the dilution effect of global fallout, analysis on the particle square were preferred. In fact, the localization and characterization of the particles gives information on their formation processes, but also on their reactor of origin. Currently, the majority of the research teams are focusing on the study of cesium-bearing particles, which is one of the most important elements emitted during the accident and therefore easier to find. Only a few teams have observed uranium-bearing particles. This is why we are going to focus on the localization of uranium-bearing particles in soil samples collected in the vicinity of FDNPP. One of the earliest options is to locate the uranium from the alpha particles it emits during its natural decay. The second option is to fragment the uranium nuclei under thermal neutron flux, which fragments the nucleus in two parts. The soil samples taken from the Fukushima West Friction Zone is sieved, and only the fraction less than 63 micrometers is studied. It is suspended in an external solution with glue and then deposited on a polycarbonate disc. The sample discs are used for testing three different location methods. Fission tracks, which is the reference method for locating alpha-emitting particles in the field of nuclear safeguards. It consists of holding a cylinder disc onto the sample discs, which are then sent to a reactor for irradiation. After this experiment, the fission tracks corresponding to the impact of the fragments produced during the fission of uranium are observed with a microscope and allow us to precisely locate the particle using a coordinate system. The second method is the imaging plate, which is based on the modification of the chemical form of the sensitive layer, which, when it is in contact with an alpha particle, produced during the uranium decay. To locate the particles with this method, the imaging plate is read with a blue laser, which gives a digital image with the location of the particles on the disk. The latest method is the BigQuant, which is a real-time digital oscilloradiography method, which means that the detected particles are displayed in real-time on the screen. We obtain a digital image. Comparison of imaging plate and BigQuant methods with the fission tracks have revealed that only the fission tracks can be performed to locate uranium particles. Other methods are limited by cesium abundance and small size of particle relative to the pixel size. In conclusion, the fission track method is the most efficient for detecting and locating uranium-bearing particles. However, with this technique, it's not possible to differentiate natural uranium particles from anthropogenic uranium particles. This is why a combination with imaging plate may be useful, because if cesium and fission track are observed at the same location, the probability of observing an anthropogenic particle is higher. In the near future, it will be interesting to optimize imaging plates and BigQuant for the detection of alphas in very low concentrations. Finally, the next step of this study is to isolate and characterize the particles in order to determine their reactor of origin and to anticipate their fate in the environment.